Marian Andrews, Lifesaver. Mildred Augustine. Marian Andrews was not a good enough swimmer or diver to take part in the water carnival contests. But when the carnival was over, she was the most important person of the day. She had shown that she could think quickly, act bravely, and use what she had learned. A plucky little swimmer. A girl came swimming toward the shore with easy, graceful strokes, but strokes which cut the water with great strength for a girl of her size. She reached shallow water, waded up the beach, and, as she approached the boathouse, shook the water from her eyes and jerked off her bathing cap to free a bobbed mass of dripping hair. She shivered. Water's like ice this morning. Big Bob, Brenton, lifeguard at Coronado Beach, nodded and glanced out upon the river, where only a few of the most enthusiastic bathers were swimming.
2 more weeks will finish the season. People are going back to the city already.
And I suppose you'll be leaving, too. Marian Andrews spoke a trifle sadly, for when Bob returned to his work at the city YMCA pool, it meant the end of the swimming lessons he had been giving her. In the 2 summers that he had guarded Coronado Beach, he had taught her life-saving and had greatly improved her racing stroke, the crawl.
I'm staying until after the SEAL swimming races. Then I leave. You're to be in the carnival, I suppose.
Marian became sober, and a look of disappointment came into her eyes for an instant. Then she laughed.
I'm helping to decorate the floats, and I'm to be in one of the water pyramids.
But aren't you swimming in the races, or diving, or taking part in the canoe tilts?
I'm not good enough, Bob. You see, I've been practicing life-saving most of the summer, and my diving isn't as good as it should be. My racing stroke isn't so bad, but there are 3 other girls larger for their age than I, and they make better time than I do, so they are to swim.